Welcome to Wednesday Night Worship at First Baptist. Tonight's speaker is Dr. Jeff Reynolds.
Tonight, as we continue on our journey through the Hall of Faith of Hebrews 11, we come to an enigmatic character of sorts named Enoch. We don't know a whole lot about Enoch from the scriptural revelation, but what we do know about him is vitally important. So I want to turn your attention to Hebrews chapter 11. Tonight we're going to look at verses 5 and 6 of Hebrews chapter 11, and those verses will form the theme of our message tonight. The writer of Hebrews writes, as he's carried along by the Holy Spirit, saying this, "By faith Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death. And he was not found because God had taken him. Now, before he was taken, he was commended as having pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him." Let me read those verses to us one more time. There's so much packed in those two verses. So one more time, Hebrews chapter 11, verses 5 and 6. "By faith, Enoch was taken up, so that he should not see death. And he was not found because God had taken him. Now, before he was taken, he was commended as having pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him." Now, as I said at the outset, we don't know a whole lot about Enoch, but I do want to turn your attention to Genesis chapter 5. There are a few verses there that tell us the story of Enoch. Enoch was one of the characters, one of the figures in Scripture who did not die a physical death. He and Elijah in the Old Testament were taken into heaven and did not have to taste death. So what's the deal with Enoch? Well, Genesis chapter 5, verses 21 through 24 tell us this. "When Enoch had lived 65 years, he fathered Methuselah. Enoch walked with God after he fathered Methuselah 300 years and had other sons and daughters. Thus, all the days of Enoch were 365 years. Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him." Well, that word that is translated in verse 22 and verse 24, walk, is halak. And the form of that particular Hebrew word in this case indicates a closeness with God, an intimacy with God. It's used of Enoch here twice in verses 22 and 24, and it's also used of Noah in Genesis chapter 6, verse 9. So even in the very verb form that is used, God is communicating to us that Enoch had a close and intimate relationship with Almighty God. And then when Enoch was 365 years old, he vanished. The Lord took him bodily from the earth. He did not have to taste death, but went immediately to the presence of the Lord. I want to give us 3 points this evening based on what the writer of Hebrews tells us about the faith of Enoch as revealed in Scripture. The first point is this: faith pleases God. Faith pleases God. Enoch pleased God because he walked with God, he had close, intimate fellowship with God, and he did so by faith. Enoch believed God. He trusted God. He followed God. You know, the Bible says that we who trust and follow Jesus are the people who walk by faith and not by sight. We walk not according to what is visible to our physical eyes, but we walk according to what is known within the depths of who we are. We walk according to the fact that our God reigns, and He rules over the cosmos, and He rules over our lives. And we trust Him, and we follow Him. Peter puts this beautifully in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 8 and 9, as we think about our relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, none of us living today have seen Jesus face to face. We will, but we haven't yet. We walk by faith and not by sight. And listen to what Peter says. This is beautiful. "Though you have not seen Him, you love Him. Though you do not now see Him, you believe in Him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls." Do you know that your faith in Jesus Christ is pleasing to God? Well, the second point is related to this, and it comes directly from what the writer of Hebrews tells us, that without faith, it is impossible to please Him. So our second point is, lack of faith makes pleasing God impossible. And without faith, it is not possible to please God. Paul picks up this theme in Romans chapter 8. In verses 5 through 8, he says this, "For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. For to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. For the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God, for it does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God." And so Paul picks up in his letter to the church at Rome this flesh and spirit dichotomy that we are either going to serve the flesh or we are going to serve the Spirit. Those who are apart from Christ can serve only the flesh. Even our good deeds that we do apart from Christ are often just about us. If you don't believe me, just open up your social media feed and see how many people are telling you about all the great things that they've done lately. What's the whole point of that? Well, it's frankly to glorify ourselves. But God calls us to live differently. God calls us to do good deeds, but to do them in such a way that all the glory goes to God. To do them in a way that does not magnify us, but rather magnifies Him. He even says that we are to be careful not to do our deeds of righteousness before others to be seen by them, for that is its own reward, and that's all the reward you get. But he said, no, when you do your righteous deeds, do them in secret. Your Father sees you, and He will reward you. Do them according to faith. And Paul says, live according to faith. Do not seek to serve the flesh. No, seek to serve the Spirit of Almighty God, whom we trust, whom we follow by faith. So faith pleases God, but a lack of faith makes it impossible to please God. Our third point is that faith leads to life. Notice that by faith, Enoch walked with God, and God took him to be with Himself. Enoch was given eternal life by the grace of God, such that he did not even have to taste death. Well, the Bible says that for those of us who trust and follow Jesus, we have already died. Did you know that? That we have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer we who live, it is Christ who lives in us. The life we live by the body, we live by faith in the Son of God who loved us and gave Himself up for us. That's Galatians 2:20. But the Apostle Paul comes back to this theme in Romans chapter 8. We're going to look at verses 9 through 11. Listen to what he said. He said, "You, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if in fact the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to Him. But if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. If the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through the Spirit who dwells in you." You know, the writer of Hebrews says that God rewards those who seek Him. And the best reward that God gives anyone is the gift of Himself, the gift of eternity with Him, eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Enoch trusted God. Enoch lived by faith. He walked in close, intimate relationship with God, and he's with God today. What a joy and what a lesson for all of us, such that we would trust Jesus and follow Him forevermore. Let's pray. Father, we're so thankful for Enoch and the great example that he is to us. We thank you, Lord, for his faith and that he walked with you in close relationship. We pray that likewise we would have faith and walk with you in close and intimate relationship. We pray that everything we do would glorify you, that we would not live for our own glory, but Lord, that we would live for yours, and that you would be exalted by the way that we live our lives, and that those around us, that they would be blessed, that they would see Christ in us, which is the hope of glory, and they would experience the love of God by the way that we live our lives. And Lord, before we bring our time together to a close, once again, we join together our hearts and our minds and our voices to pray that prayer that our Lord Jesus taught us to pray. And in so doing, we will answer the question, Whose Father? Our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in to worship with us tonight, and we hope you will join us this Sunday at 11 a.m., either in person or by virtual means, as we continue to worship our Lord together. God bless you.